It's the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, an honor to have Jenny Oakes Baker on the show today. Jenny is a Grammy nominated American violinist and is going to be hosting an event at the Afton Ford Theater in Star Valley. Jenny, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you back in Star Valley. You performed a concert here, what was it, a couple years ago, I believe, at the Ford Theater. And I guess you liked it so much, you had to come back again.
I'm excited to be back for sure.
Absolutely. Well, let's for those that aren't aware of what you have done with your career, Jenny, tell us what you've done as such an accomplished violinist, and you've performed in some great places. Tell us about your music and your style and what you do.
Well, I'm a classically trained violinist. I went to the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia and then Juilliard for my master's. And then I got into the National Symphony Orchestra, and I performed with them until I had my fourth child. And I just kind of felt like the Lord wanted to be home with my kids. And so I resigned from the symphony, but that gave me extra time to pursue kind of a solo career and also practice with my own children and help them develop their talents. And now it's been, I guess our youngest is 16. So it's been 16 years where I've kind of cultivated my kids' talents and also my own solo career. And I've ended up performing a ton with my kids. So, and they're very talented. I have one, my oldest plays violin and attends BYU. My second daughter is in London and she's attending music school in London. My third daughter just got accepted to the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. So she'll be heading off in the fall to Scotland. And my youngest plays, and she's, my third one is a cellist. And then my youngest son plays classical and electric guitar and sings quite a bit. So they're pretty musical, and we spend our time, we have a huge 20 city Christmas tour coming this Christmas. And we'll be coming to Wyoming to do kind of a day of kind of geared around women and Mother's Day and the role of women. And I also have a really lovely Easter show called The Redeemer that I'm taking across the country. So just busy with lots of music and lots of family and lots of good things.
Very cool. So I didn't actually know that about your kids, that that you've been able to perform with them and kind of help train them. That's got to be probably, in my guess, as a mother, that's got to be probably one of the most rewarding parts about your career up to this point. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. And like growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a concert violinist and a stay-at-home mom. And I didn't know how I could do both because they don't go together very well. And so I never figured it out, but I know that God figured it out, and he helped me help them develop their talents and sent me really, really wonderful, talented children who've worked really hard. And it's all just kind of come together. But it is a little tricky because I've raised them to soar on their own. And so they are leaving me. So we just kind of fit in the concerts when they're home. For this particular concert, Lara will be headed up to Portland for an internship. She just got married and her husband has an internship up there as well. And so Lara won't be joining us in Wyoming, but my daughter Sarah, who's a phenomenal cellist, will be there. And Matthew, who's great at the guitar, will be there. And then we've got my daughter Hannah will be in London at, you know, in school, but we've got a phenomenal pianist that we work with that is just lovely in every way. And so named Abby Anderson. So she'll be joining us. So we'll have two of my kids plus another pianist in Wyoming, and it'll be just a lovely, lovely show.
Excellent. Grammy nominated violinist joining us on the air this morning. That's Jenny Oakes Baker, who is coming with her family to perform this concert. But it's not just a concert, Jenny. It's a woman's retreat. And you mentioned Mother's Day weekend. This is happening Saturday, May 13th. And so tell us about, before we talk more about the concert, what's this retreat and why should women go to this, and kind of what should they expect to have happen?
Well, I think it's just kind of women, we give so much that we just get depleted a bit. And so I think this is just kind of a renewing kind of weekend for women. I know I'll be speaking for an hour, like a keynote on women as creators and just the different creative aspects of womanhood. And then the evening show I've titled Songs from My Mother Taught Me, because my mom started me on the violin when I was 4 years old. And I owe everything to what she taught me, and just the different, it's just be a really sweet, sweet concert about just helping us remember the role of women in our lives and be grateful for that. And I think the evening concert is something open to the public. Men can come, I'm sure, to that. And
absolutely.
I hope families will come, because it'll be just a beautiful family evening.
Tickets are available at saltriverarts.com. And, of course, it's coming up at the Afton Ford Theater Saturday, May 13th. And you mentioned the concert is open to the whole family that evening. Jenny, you've mentioned your faith several times as we've talked. So how does that play into not just your music, but into your concerts, like the one coming up at the Ford Theater?
Well, my faith is completely integral to my music. And I mean, everything I do revolves around my faith, and I'm so grateful for the inspiration and the empowerment that my faith has given me and guided. It's guided me throughout my life and helped me to do hard things and like pulling off. I've started to be a concert producer in addition to a violinist, and like my Christmas tour, I'm taking on like all the expenses of my 20 city Christmas tour. Like they blow my mind, but I have the courage to do it because the Spirit has told me that that's what I'm supposed to do. And so I've done it, and everything I've done difficult in my life and all the times I've been uncomfortable performing in front of, you know, millions of people or doing this hard thing or moving away when I was 18 to Philadelphia by myself or just taking that leap of faith, everything's been because the Spirit has guided me, and I know that Heavenly Father is behind me, and I can rely on Him, and everything I've done is because of God and the strength that He's given me. And I'm just so grateful to that. And I'm grateful for the Spirit I feel when I play, and I'm grateful I can convey that Spirit to, like, I can be the instrument through which that Spirit touches people. And I wouldn't be anything without my faith. And so I'm so grateful for the way it has enabled me to do what I've done in my life.
Well, Jenny, before we wrap up here, I do want to ask you more about the concert specifically. What should people expect? Kind of maybe give us a taste of this, the maybe a few songs that might be performed and what people will have happen at the concert.
Well, I know they'll be inspired, and I know they'll be entertained, and I know they'll be uplifted, and I know they'll be renewed. I actually, right when you called, I was figuring out what we're going to play. But I'm sure there will be like really engaging favorites of people. I know we'll play Sound of Music medley. I'm sure we'll probably play The Greatest Showman, because people love that up in Wyoming. We'll play inspirational things, probably like How Great Thou Art and The Spirit of God and Amazing Grace. I think we'll play a song called Songs My Mother Taught Me, because that's the title of the concert. That's a song I recorded right as my mom was dying. It's the last thing I played for her when she was dying 25 years ago. So it's a really special piece to me, and it's just this tribute to all that she did to give me music and help build my faith when I was younger. And it'll just be a really touching, spiritual, yet uplifting and entertaining show. So I hope everyone will join us.
That's Grammy-nominated violinist Jenny Oakes Baker. Joined the Born to Create Women's Retreat at the Afton Ford Theater during the day on May 13th. And then, of course, the concert open to everybody that same evening at the Afton Ford Theater. Jenny, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to having you here.
Thank you so much.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up live on SVI Radio.